Keep in mind, the Federal Open Market Committee meeting, two-day meeting, will start on Tuesday and complete on Wednesday, and will be followed at 2 o'clock Eastern by a statement from the Federal Open Market Committee. And in my opinion, the statement will say no change to the federal funds rate. Federal funds rate should stay at 0.5% to 0.75% at this meeting. And that is what I expect to see. We'll get the employment cost index also on Tuesday. And this is a measure of total employee compensation cost. Now, that includes wages, salaries, and benefits. And this has been clicking along at a rate of approximately 2.3%. Not much change is expected in that pace. We'll get the first of the two big employment reports on Wednesday. That's the ADP employment report. The giant payroll processor, automatic data processing, keeps this data through a report on, 400,000 U.S. business clients and about 23 million U.S. employees working in the private sector. And they're expecting 168,000 new jobs in the month of January to be reported on Wednesday, February the 1st, 168,000. And that's about where it's been going, not far from where it's been going, fairly close. Then on Thursday, we'll get an update on jobless claims. They've been behaving beautifully. They've been under 300,000 now for like 2 years, and that's why we've seen so many new jobs. And it's estimated at 253,000 for the latest week, not that far from the prior week. Then we'll get the employment report from the Labor Department on Friday. That's estimated at 170,000 new private payroll jobs and 175,000 overall, but 170,000 private. They're estimating unemployment at 4.7. They're estimating average hourly earnings rose 0.3%, and that the average work week may tick up 0.1 to 34.4 hours. Every tick is worth 6 minutes on the average work week. So we'll be getting all of that coming out on Friday. Two employment reports this week. So all eyes will be on employment reports, which help us to understand what is going on in the economy right now in terms of new jobs. This past week, the Philadelphia Federal Reserve released its state coincident indexes. 41 states showed increases, 2 states showed declines, and the other 7 held even. So 41 out of 48, 41 out of 43, either up or even, and make that 41 out of 48, either up or even, with 2 declining. Year over year, the United States coincident index has risen 2.9%. That's a good growth figure, and that is on a year-over-year basis. Consumer sentiment still strong. The University of Michigan Wolverine Consumer Sentiment Index up 0.4% in this week's release, came out at 98.5. That is a 13-year high. Lots of optimism out there in the consumer sector. We'll return with our guest on Money Talk.